Like all the girls that go to my school, my church, I always thought my first kiss would be at the altar of my church in a white wedding gown, and that night in a fancy 5-star hotel, I would be undressed slowly by my new husband, and as he admired and kisses my body, every inch of my bare skin, and then he takes me in his arms and fills me with a seed as husband and wife, like God intended. I never thought I would lose my virginity like this. In my school uniform, white knee socks, navy and green plaid skirt, a white button-down blouse and navy cardigan. My purity ring my father gave me off my little finger laying beside me. Let me start from the beginning. Flying dinosaurs. Yep, flying dinosaurs. Velociraptors, actually. The dinosaurs in those Jurassic Park movies. I wasn't supposed to see them, but I saw them at a friend's house, and I know they're against the Bible, but it looked interesting. The only thing is, these are very different from the ones in the movie. They have wings. Big, feathery wings. They keep swooping down out of the sky and popping out of doorways and then carrying random people off into the sky. But they're not random. Not at all, actually. I've watched long enough to figure out that there is a pattern. One of the first ones they got was the reverend from my church. Then all those old ladies that sit up front at church every Sunday. Those dinosaurs are taking the chosen ones up to heaven. It's a velociraptor. I know I sound insane. I do. But I can see them outside the library. They took the Sunday school teacher, and she went kicking and screaming. She doesn't look happy to be going up to heaven at all. It's not really a velociraptor, though. I think it's an angel. But angels aren't what they taught us in church. I've been hiding in the library since it all started. But for the first time, I read a book not approved by my parents. It talked about how the dinosaurs went extinct, except some of them, they evolved into birds. But what if they evolved into angels? Or what we thought were angels, at least, with big, beautiful wings. It's what they taught us in school, in private school, and in church. And they also taught us that angels were beautiful but terrifying creatures, and this kind of fits that description. I've been starting to think some really inappropriate thoughts. Thoughts of angels as dinosaurs, and that evolution could be real, and that maybe humans weren't worthy to be angels, and that God chose dinosaurs instead. I've been thinking wicked thoughts, like how the world might actually be older than a few thousand years, and they taught us in school that evolution wasn't real, but I think it might be. So maybe my religion doesn't hold all the answers. Or on the other hand, dinosaur angels and the rapture, so it does kind of imply there's some kind of higher power. So science doesn't know everything either, apparently. I'm so confused. What kind of God sends velociraptors down to take the chosen to heaven? I don't think some of these people are going to survive. There's so much blood and carnage and dismemberment. And heaven? What could heaven be like? What's happening? I always thought heaven would be like Disney World, but it really seems like it's more like Jurassic Park. And I don't want to spend eternity in Jurassic Park. But maybe I don't have to. The velociraptor angels aren't taking everyone. They're leaving most of the people alone unless they get in the way, and they're only taking the holiest of the chosen people with them. Then they'll probably be gone, and the earth will be left to the Antichrist for a while. Yeah, that doesn't necessarily sound all that good either, but can it be worse than a heaven full of dinosaurs? And I'm less willing to accept everything I've been taught in my religion. Maybe the Antichrist in charge will be a good thing. I'm willing to take my chances. Except I'm pretty sure I'm one of the chosen ones. I'm so scared. So far, it's really only been people from my church that have been taken, and even Lisa. And she wasn't pure like I am. She licked a boy's penis. I was really counting on her for burning in hell for that. But she did get bit in half on her way up to heaven, so I guess I'll settle for that. Okay, so obviously I have to sin. I need to not be good enough to go to heaven. I was thinking, all these books I've been reading, that they've been giving me ideas that might be good enough to make me impure. But they did take Lisa, and she licked a boy's penis. I have to do something worse than that. I'm trying to think of evil things I could do to damn myself. Then you came along. And you saved me. You came along, and you must have been in the back of the library studying. I missed everything. It's all happened so quickly. You look really smart. Like, maybe you know how to play Dungeons and Dragons or something sinful like that. I was thinking that we could play a game, maybe. I was thinking that maybe we could fornicate. I went up to you and asked if you minded. I'd never seen you at my church, and so you can't be all that moral, which is a good thing. I need someone to corrupt my poor little body, so if you're not in my church, and even if you're a different faith, you could even be an atheist. It doesn't really matter, I guess, as long as you're a man. Though I guess actually a woman would have worked really well for sinning, too. But you're the first person to come along now, and you do want to fornicate, don't you, with me? I'm pretty sure that you would want to. I used to get detention a lot at my school before the dinosaurs took everyone. They said I caused lustful thoughts to the schoolboys, and just from crossing my legs or shaking my hair, I can't help what I look like or how my body filled out. I guess I need to take my purity ring off now. I'm sorry, Daddy, but you're probably in heaven right now, or inside a velociraptor angel. I don't know, maybe both. You probably won't really care if I take this off. I prefer to stay on Earth and not eaten or mauled or anything like that. Well, other than the mauling implication of sexual relations, I guess. But it was better to be that than those angels and what they had in store for me. Alright. Let me undo my blouse. We don't have much time, I think, but this will be my first time. I always expected it to be my wedding night, but I guess this will do. This library table will work, won't it? We can work up some more. We can go slow. This is my first time. Okay. So now that I've undone my blouse and you can see me without my uniform, that's scandalous enough, right? Just wearing a bra and my skirt. All right, I'm gonna let you touch them too, but only through my bra at first. That's really nice. I've never had a man touch me like that. It feels so naughty. Which is what I need. I want to avoid heaven. It feels so good. But I'm not a lustful girl. Even if I really do like to ride my bicycle a lot more than a proper young girl should. Let me take my bra off now. I'm not so nervous with you now. I feel kind of safe. I'm still pretty nervous about the Velociraptor, so. Okay, it's time for you to see my breasts, though. Not even another girl has seen them in years. Not since I was little, and so. No one's touched them either. I like that. If you want to kiss them, I wouldn't mind too much. Wait. Let me help you out of your shirt. You can keep doing that, and I want to undress you, and maybe. Not just stop with your shirt. I think I can figure out your pants too, although I'm only used to wearing skirts. There we go. Let me just slide them off you. I can see you poking against your underwear. Is it always like that, or did I do that to you? Please tell me I did that to you. I need all the naughty encouragement I can get. You're already doing a really good job with your hands on my breasts. And your lips. But maybe I should encourage you more. I can take off your underwear. At least if I can figure out how to get them off past that thing. Okay, here we go. It's much bigger than I thought it would be. It's not like those Greek statues I look at all those art books, but I can't be scared of it. I mean, compared to the Velociraptor, it's not nearly as big or scary. I can even touch it, I think. I'll need to at some point, right? So, might as well be now. Does this feel good? I can just move my hand up and down over it like this, right? Okay. Now reach under my skirt. Please. I need you to pull my panties down. I don't want to let go of you. And I think I like the idea of you taking them off yourself. Alright. Now that they're off, can you touch me? Kind of like I'm touching you. This is definitely naughty. I bet it's worse than anything Lisa ever did. But I'm not going to risk my eternal life on not going far enough. Please keep touching me right there. Play with it. Yeah. Yeah, especially that part. Make me feel good. I want to sin so much. I'll make you feel good too, at the same time. feel so good when we're touching each other with our hands. But Lisa did lick the guy's penis, so maybe I should lick yours. Maybe you could lick my pussy while I'm using my mouth on you. But how do we do that? If only there was a way. How do we do that at the same time? Oh, if you lay on your back, I should get on top of you and face the other way, then you... Never mind, you obviously know what you're doing. Oh my goodness. Your tongue is just incredibly, like, it's so big and so strong, it's just prying me open. No. It's not just your saliva making me wet, you're making me feel so dirty. I think I like it though. It makes me want to do this for you. Oh my gosh, it's so hard to get too much of you in my mouth, especially with you licking like you are. But I can see why Lisa would want to do this with a boy. I like the feel of you in my mouth. Like this. Why did you stop? Why'd you make me stop? Oh. We're supposed to... Okay, we need to do that to make sure I don't go to heaven. We have to continue being naughty enough. And I don't think I've gone far enough yet. I want to be safe from the rapture and the velociraptors. I don't want to risk anything. I'm so turned on right now. I think even without angelic dinosaurs running amok outside, I still want to have sex with you right now. That has to be missionary position, please. It's the only position I've ever heard of, and I want the feeling of you on top of me. I think maybe it won't matter so much that I'm so inexperienced then if we're in that position. I know I'm inexperienced, but I'm definitely motivated by everything going on outside and what's going on inside my body right now. You got me feeling all kinds of wonderfully wicked things, and there's no more wicked thing I want to feel than you inside of me. Lift my skirt up. Just that and my stockings are the only thing I'm wearing. I always felt so naughty letting the boys see even a little bit of my thighs when I'm sitting in class. And now you're seeing everything. We'll be doing so much more soon. Oh my gosh, you're getting on top of me. We're gonna do this. We're really gonna do this. No, I'm not changing my mind. I want to do this. It's just so overwhelming with everything going on. But I do. Please, we need to have sex. I'm not resisting at all. I'll spread my legs for you nicely. I'll even ask for it politely. Please, please don't. Won't you please, please have sex with me? Will you take my virginity? I'm so horny right now. It's horny. It's horny. This is what horny is, isn't it? I never understood. It's just right there. You're just gonna push in. Man, all the way, don't hesitate, please, not just because it's my first time, don't, you're doing me a favor by mocking me, fuck you, listen to me talk so naughty. Oh my god, you did it, we're doing it, this is the most sinful thing ever. No, I won't go to heaven. It feels so heavenly though. At least my old view of heaven.
before I found out where these dinosaurs were coming from. Please, keep going. I don't want to stop now. I want to feel all of it. I want to feel everything. Even if the velociraptors don't take me to heaven, they might still attack me, and this might be my only chance to have sex. I don't want to waste it. Oh my gosh. This is so good. The penis, you want me to say cock? That cock. I couldn't quite fit it in my mouth, but it's so nicely inside me. Pussy, right? It's vagina medically, but pussy when we're talking sinful, right? You made me so wet and you fit so good. My mother told me that sex was a woman's duty to her husband, but it wasn't fun. But I think my mom was lying. Because I like this. I like getting fucked. Maybe daddy wasn't very good at sex. Maybe not as good as you are. Would you think me too slutty if I wrap my legs around you? Guess I'm gonna do it no matter what you think. I wanna pull you in deeper to make you keep making me feel sexy and naughty. This full feeling, I can't get enough of it. This is what the rapture should have been like. Not dinosaurs running around and carrying people and pieces of people in heaven. Waves of pleasure, of happiness, and this feeling of ecstasy growing throughout my body. I'm having orgasms. I'm going to have one soon. It's going to be my first one. It's going to be more happiness than I thought possible. I'm almost scared of how powerful that's going to be. I don't want to stop, but I need to feel it, and I need to feel you having an orgasm in me like a man and a woman are meant to do since Adam and Eve, even if we are a husband and wife, but I don't care. I don't need a man to... I don't need a man to be his wife to have sex. I want to be your slut. After an orgasm like that, I don't think they'll let me into heaven. I'm definitely going to hell for enjoying sex that much. Especially outside of marriage with a man I just met. Alright. Let's get up. It's gotten quieter outside. I didn't notice it before with the noise we were making, but there's a lot less screaming. They're gone. Or going. I see two last velociraptor angels fighting over that guy from the choir at church. They're carrying him into the clouds, but that means it worked. They aren't coming for me. I'm saved. You saved me from eternal salvation. I'm from the dinosaurs. I don't need heaven anyway. I think I found something I'd rather do forever, right down here on Earth. And now that those angels are finally gone, I'm feeling a little bit devilish and horny again.